Layers of obsidian, because obsidian is a volcanic ash that comes back down, and it's so hot it melts back together. And that's why you get the patterns and the layers. And then once you've gotten a piece broken off, you strike it with the other. Try not to do any of anybody else. So each one of these plates is breaking off. It's breaking off with that tutorial fracture.
Breaking just on the head.
And I've got to try to make this into like a lens shape, kind of a lenticular piece. So we're at almost a 90-degree angle here. I have to use a trick called turning the edge or alternate flaking. Take off the flake, and then that becomes the flake platform. The next flake, and you just continue that alternate flaking to overcome that obstacle. And later on, I'll go through all these flakes and I'll migrate them for pieces that might be useful later on.
And what you're using here, that's a chunk of
elk antler. I'm going to use it since 1990. And if you can see, it wears away, but it lasts long enough. This will probably last for a human lifetime. Also, in your mind's eye, you have an idea of what it looks like. So, you have to try to change the shape of it so that it looks like that. And if you go on to it, you can try to destroy what it needs to do like this. So, that's the right way to do it. I found a site up north of Scotty's Castle that covered more than half of a square mile. It had 360 separate workshops in it where somebody came in and reduced a big rock down to a bunch of smaller ones and then changed the shape on a few flakes like I've been doing here and then took away what they were after. Sites. Some of that stuff occurs in rock ledges up above the Ruby crater. And some of it shows up in the exhibit at the Borax Museum on the Ventura property.